Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey, what's up? I'm no weatherman, but I guarantee you'll see more than a few inches tonight.
Oh.
Step number one. Do not, and I repeat, do not throw a drink in his face. Step number two, tell him that he reminds you of a young George Clooney, but way funnier.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's when you give him the number for the loser line. So hopefully he can call us and leave us an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, so I've been trying to get a hold of you, and I called you and texted you. And you said that we should hang out. And you know what? We're not hanging out, so you need to call me.
Next message.
That is a very good fact.
It's a good breakdown of that, yeah. So you said to do this, and we're not doing it.
And now I'm
that's weird.
And now I'm leaving you a voicemail.
Yeah.
Like, yes, that's what's happening.
That's how it works, yeah. Text loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592 if you want the number for the loser line. Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, this is Tim calling you. I got your number the other night and was wondering if you'd be into having some fun. Long story short, I'm married, but we're pretty open and we'd like to invite you into a relationship. And I think it'd be a lot of fun, and she's a lot of fun, and she's cute, and you're cute, and I'm cute, so... give me a call back.
Next message.
I don't know how you do math, but to me, three cute makes a right. Let's do this.
That was definitely long story short. He got right to the point.
Yeah,
at first,
know?
Yeah, I was like, hey, don't drop on the voicemail that you have a wife. And then I was like, oh, I guess it all makes sense then.
Yeah.
It's not like trying to be secretive about anything.
Nope.
Next message.
Hey, Jim. This is Kyle and Kim. We met you earlier. We just wanted to see if you still wanted to hang out tonight, so when you turn your phone back on, give me a call, okay? Hot stuff. Okay? All right. Bye.
Next message.
Just, I guarantee they were just drunk, sloppy.
So
give me your phone number. We hang out.
That's and like, I love, you know, I've been there, and your girlfriend's like, call him. No, I shouldn't call him. No, call him now. And then they hung up like, oh, my God, that was such an awesome message.
You know that was at like 2 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
It was
like...
Remember, text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll send you the number that you can give out to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you so they can call us. And leave us voicemails that we can play for you, like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Glenn, it's Trey. I just went to the bathroom and came back, and you're gone. I was pretty sure you were into me. I thought that we were going to hook up tonight or something. But give me a call back, and we'll get this going. Yeah, bye.
Next message.
I like that he gets the number. He's like, I'll be right back. Just going to pinch one off real quick, and then I'll be back in a jiff. And then, she's gone.
Where'd you go?
How'd she possibly leave? Thought for sure we were hooking up.
He's so confident, he just can't get the hint.
Mm-hmm.
Next message.
Hey, Bill here. I don't know if you remember me. I met you at the airport bar. I was flying out of town a couple of weeks ago, and we ended up getting a hotel room, if you recall that. And I'm going to be back next week, and I'd really love to see you. I think we had a pretty good time, if you remember. Funzy onesie. I know my little baby had a really good time. Yeah, you like it when daddy talks to you like a little baby, huh? Baby likes being talked to. You remember? I think you remember, daddy. Oh, you're a bad baby. We're going to have to punish baby. I think maybe... baby needs a little spanky wanky on the little tushy wooshy. Ooh, yes. Yeah. So, it's Bill, if that didn't refresh your memory. So, definitely give me a call. I look forward to it.
I don't know why that guy needs her involved at all. It sounds like he's doing perfectly good on his own.
Oh my God,
his little role
playing. I need a shower after listening to that. That was disgusting, and I feel dirty.
Isn't it not impossible to like transition out of baby talk? Like, you little baby girl. Okay,
okay.
So anyway, hit me up.
Like how I said, if you remember me. Yeah,
they obviously
she's gonna forget you, Bill.
Had a drunken hookup, and the next morning she was like, oh my God. He's just like, oh, why don't you write your number down on the paper? I got a crayon for you, little baby. Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, how's it going? This is me leaving a message for you. And, I wanted to let you know that that lingerie was not, that was for my mother, actually. So I'd love to hear from you. Take it easy. Bye.
Next message.
All right, it would be better if you said that lingerie was for my girlfriend. I'm sorry, but maybe
even
we keep
yourself.
It. Yeah. You're not for my. Yeah, I dress up in lingerie to feel sexy. Not that lingerie that you saw in my car or wherever was for my mother.
Worst
that is the
lie.
Worst excuse ever. Yeah. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.